There are a couple of places in the world that are almost synonymous with tax haven, such as Luxembourg or the Cayman Islands, where U.S. corporations have long been parking their money to avoid U.S. taxes. But things are looking up if you've got billions offshore. If the proposed Republican tax plan becomes law, giant companies like Google, Apple, and General Electric would be able to bring nearly $3 trillion in profits home and benefit from tax breaks. Chai-Ching Huang is a tax policy analyst with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
There's a strange feature of the U.S. tax code that effectively allows U.S. multinationals to choose when to pay tax on their foreign profits. They only face U.S. corporate taxes on them when they have declared them to have been repatriated back to the U.S. Now, for most of them, that's just an accounting change on their books because a lot of these profits are actually invested in things that are part of the U.S. economy. But these are profits that they book in tax havens like the ones that you mentioned and then don't face U.S. tax on them until they bring them home.
And what is the tax rate if they do bring them home currently?
It's a statutory rate of 35%, and then they get tax credits for any foreign tax that they've paid, so there's no double tax. But if they've been booking those profits in places like Luxembourg, the Cayman Islands, they haven't been paying any foreign taxes or very, very little foreign taxes on them, so they face a significant U.S. tax charge to repatriate those profits.
So tell us about the repatriation provision in the tax overhaul package that the Republicans are proposing.
So there's about $2.8 trillion of these foreign profits currently booked offshore. And the tax bills would say that we're going to subject them to a one-time tax rate. Now, that tax rate is much, much lower than the current 35% statutory rate. So in the Senate, it's a top rate of 14.5% for cash and 7.5% for other types of investments.
Republicans argue that the repatriation provision will help create jobs. What do you think of that argument?
Well, we know that that's a promise that is unlikely to bear fruit because we've been through this before. In 2004, Congress enacted a so-called tax holiday, which actually gave a tax cut on those profits to lure companies back. And multinationals repatriated more than $300 billion in profits at a greatly reduced tax rate. And there are multiple independent academic studies that showed that they didn't increase investment, didn't increase jobs. In fact, the top 15 repatriating corporations cut their U.S. workforces by 21,000 people in the 3 years after the holiday.
So if all of this goes through, what would happen to profits that are acquired after the ruling? Like, would a company's accrue revenue and each time they want to bring the profit home, they'd have to pay another tax?
Not only is it a problem that there's been a discounted rate on past profits, but the proposal is to transition to a system that would give a permanently lower rate to any foreign profits that U.S. multinationals make. So the Senate bill, for example, sets a 20% corporate tax rate on U.S. profits, but a rate of 10% or less on foreign profits. So there will be a large permanent incentive to shift profits offshore. The Senate bill has set up a few different so-called guardrails to try to prevent that. The thing that's ironic about those guardrails is that it actually creates new incentives to shift real operations offshore in order to get the low tax rate. You're not subject to this minimum 10% tax on foreign profits if the profits are from manufacturing offshore. The thing that is incredibly important about the way that this bill has been moved through is that it has been incredibly rushed. I think we're going to see a whole lot of loopholes come into the light of day.
Loopholes like what? Can you name one?
Steve Shea at Harvard University has pointed out that the repatriation provision that we've been talking about, the difference between the rate on cash and non-cash investments can be pretty easily gamed. So there's a whole lot of ways for companies to sort of pretend that their offshore investments are non-cash and get the even lower rate through that.
Instead of 14.5 down to 7%.
That's exactly right. And that's just really the start.
So remind us what all this means, if you would, Chai-Ching, for the U.S. tax base and this country's ability to do things like improving schools or building bridges.
That's a hugely important question. And you can see that from the official cost estimates that these international tax provisions are a hugely costly long-run lead on the U.S. Treasury. They're covered up within the 10-year budget window that Congress looks at when they're passing bills by, as I said, some gimmicks, including one-time revenues. But this represents a long-term loss and an undermining of the ability to invest in things that would strengthen the economy.
Chai-Ching Huang, a tax policy analyst with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Thanks very much. This was really helpful.
Thanks very much for having me.